राधा कृष्ण प्रणो मोर जुगल किशो জীবনে মরণে গতি আরে নাহি মো রাধা কৃষ্ণ প্রাণ মোর যুগল কিশোর রাধা কলিন্দির কুলে কেলি কদম্বের রতন বেদিরায় বসাব দুজ শ্যাম গৌরী অঙ্গে দিব চন্দনের গন্ধ চামর দুলাব কবে হেরিব মুকচন্দ্র গতিয়াম লতির মালা দিব দুহার গলে অদরে তুলিয়া দিব কর্পূর তাম্বুলে ললিতা বিশাখায়াদি যত শকি বৃন্দ আজ্ঞায় করিব সেবা চরণারবিন্দ শ্রীকৃষ্ণ চৈতন্য প্রভু দাসের অনুদা বিলাশ করে ভরত মদা জয়া রাধা কুঞ্জ বিহারে রাধা কুঞ্জ বিহারে রাধে জয় জয় প্রভুপাদ 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 প্রভুপাদ
জয় শ্রী চৈতন্য জয় নিত্যানন্দ
জয় দ্বৈত চন্দ্র জয় গৌরভক্তবৃন্দ
জয় দ্বৈত চন্দ্র জয় গৌরভক্তবৃন্দ
জয় শ্রী চৈতন্য জয়
জয় শ্রী চৈতন্য জয় নিত্যানন্দ
জয় দ্বৈত চন্দ্র
জয় গৌরভক্তবৃন্দ
জয় শ্রী চৈতন্য
জয় নিত্যানন্দ
জয় দ্বৈত চন্দ্র
জয় গৌরভক্তবৃন্দ
పావన హరినామ సంకీర్తనకి
జై
అనంత కోటి వైష్ణవ వృందకి శ్రీల రూపాదికి శ్రీ శ్రీ గౌనతాయికి శ్రీ శ్రీ రాధాకుంజ విహారికి చైతన్య చరితామృతికి ఓం అజ్ఞానత నిరంధస్య జ్ఞానాంజన శలాకయ చక్షుః ఉన్మీలితం యేన తస్మై శ్రీ గురవే నమః నమావోం విష్ణుపాదాయ కృష్ణ ప్రేష్టాయ భూతలే శ్రీమతే భక్తి వేదాంత స్వామినితి నామినే నమస్తే సారస్వతే దేవే గౌరవాణీ ప్రచారిణే నిర్విశేష శూన్యవాది పాశ్చాత్య దేశ తారిణే వాంఛాకల్పతరుభ్యశ్చ కృపాసింధుభ్య ఏవ చ పతితానాం పావనేభ్యో వైష్ణవేభ్యో నమో నమః జయ శ్రీ కృష్ణ చైతన్య ప్రభు నిత్యానంద శ్రీ అద్వైత గదాధర శ్రీవాసాది గౌరభక్తవృంద హరే కృష్ణ హరే కృష్ణ 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 హరే 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 రామ 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 హరే హరే
వాట్ ఇస్ ది లాస్ట్ వర్స్ నెంబర్ యు కంప్లీటెడ్ లాస్ట్ ది లాస్ట్ వర్స్ సో మధ్యలీల 842 సో వీఆర్ డిస్కసింగ్ ఫ్రమ్ ద కన్వర్సేషన్ బిట్వీన్ రాయ్ రామానంద్ అండ్ లార్డ్ చైతన్య మహాప్రభు సో వీఆర్ డిస్కసింగ్ అబౌట్ సజాతీయ అండ్ విజాతీయ వన్ అడిషనల్ పాయింట్ ఐ వాంట్ టు మేక్ ఆల్సో Srila Rupa Goswami Pad says that we have to identify devotees who are sajatiya and snigdha and svatovara. These three words are used. Sajatiya means like-minded devotees. They should have similar inclination. And snigdha means affectionate to you. And svatovara means they should be at least a little bit more advanced than us. For us to associate and learn something from them. So, here you find Ramanand Rai and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu are Sajatiya. And both are Snigdha also towards each other. Snigdha actually means affectionate. That means without your asking, he will keep doing some welfare for you. That is Snigdha. You don't have to tell, just like your parents. You know, if they know you are coming home, you never told them, make sweet for me, but they'll make sweet for you. You know? Why sweet at home? Because you are coming. And similarly, they will arrange nice facility for you and whatever will be pleasing to you. You will see that parents always think of the welfare of their children. Even before the children may point out, I want this, I want that. So in the same manner, amongst devotees, where there is affection, even from a distance, a devotee meditates on the welfare of the other devotee. Like Sarvam Bhattacharya and Ramananda Rai. It's a very good example. Bhattacharya actually wants Lord Chaitanya to meet Ramananda Rai, and he is thinking of the welfare of his friend, Ramananda Rai also. So, one is actually the suhrut or well-wishing nature. Another thing is they are always favorably disposed, which means they will not fear to correct their friend if need be, if that is required for the protection and safety of the individual. Correct? Therefore, you will find where there is love, there is also oftentimes, you know, as much as there is attachment and affection, there is also correction and rectification between, you will find that. So, but at the same time, in this world, in many relationships, you find people show both pleasing behavior and not so pleasing behavior. But what is the difference? One who is snigdha means even the not so pleasing behavior they may show is for our welfare. Example is Lord Chaitanya and Vallabha Bhattacharya. Correct, no? See, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, did he want to break his relationship with Vallabha Bhatta? No. Otherwise, why did he go to his home and take prasad? He liked him. He liked his devotion to Krishna. But there was some little bit, you know, impurity to be worked out. So he was, therefore Mahaprabhu's chastising him is also for his good only. So for Vallabha Bhatta, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's association was very favorable. So, and both like to discuss about Krishna. Correct, no? Sajatiya, Snigdha, Svatovara. And for Vallabhacharya, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's association was very endearing. Therefore he always wanted to call him to his house, you know, feed him prasad and take his association. And he was amazed by the Krishna bhakti in the heart of Lord Chaitanya. How he has a raging love for Krishna, he always admired it. So, if I have admiration for a devotee who is a little superior to me, and if he is affectionate to me, and because sometimes what happens, people who are little superior to us, they have no time for us. Because they want to associate with whom? Somebody is better than them. Correct, no? So they may not give time to us. But if somebody is affectionate, you request time, they may give you time. So then you get time to associate. Like here, Ramananda Rai is going to tell Mahaprabhu, at least for 5 days or 7 days you stay here. Like that he is going to stay now. And Mahaprabhu will stay also. He'll stay on and continue. Because you are willing to, you know, take out time to sit and have a dialogue or something. Only when you are ready, you take out time for that. So in this way, snigdha svatovara sajatiya. Now Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and those brahmanas, they are vijatiya. Therefore, even if those brahmanas met Mahaprabhu, they may say like this. No, they may say, you know, namaste or Hare Krishna or something. But it's like oil and water. Correct, no? Mahaprabhu is also brahmana. He is a vijasreshta. And those fellows are brahmanas. But he is vijatiya. Because Mahaprabhu is a pure devotee, I mean, he is practicing pure devotional service and they are smartha brahmanas. Doesn't match so well. So, therefore if somebody is too much in bodily consciousness, it will be difficult for, you know, such a person to match with. Like somebody is very selfish, is always talking about prajalpa, about worldly things. Then if there is another serious devotee, they cannot associate. It will be like oil and water. Correct, no? Therefore, we all have to know whom to associate with and whom to time spend with and how to grow in our spiritual life. And if you choose wrong association, then there will be aparadha. See, in those days, the Brahmanas, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Shudra, they had their own basti to live. Correct, no? Because the cultures were different. In the Srirangam, there were seven walls, no? Even the direction in which different people will enter the temple were different, like north gate, south gate, east gate, west gate, like royals, the kings, the other people, they would come in one gate. And the Brahmanas, they would come in another gate. Why it was kept, this little bit division was kept? The division especially was to ensure that there is no cross-culture mixing. For example, if somebody is a Shudra, he is not very clean, he passes urine, doesn't wash his leg. Or he eats tobacco, he spits. Correct, no? Then Brahmana cannot live in that place. That is going to be what? Between them? Clash. There will be quarrel between them. Correct, no? Like, therefore, even after we become devotees also, sometimes the habit, if somebody has a still Shudraic habits, you know, then there will be clash also. Like, there was one fellow I was telling him, after passing urine, he came. I said, put water, I said. He just put little water in the finger only. Put. I said, no, from knee below, thoroughly washed in the front, back, everywhere. So he was getting little upset. He said, Prabhu, why, what is the need of washing so much? So, you will find there will be clash if there is a... Therefore, I am telling about a very external thing like washing the feet after passing water. In the same manner, if cultures are different, even between devotees, there is going to be clash. Therefore, it is better that we... Therefore, it is said, respect all, associate with a few, and reveal your mind in confidence to very few, and take instruction from one. And this is a nectar of instruction. So, there is no bar in respecting who? All devotees can be respected. There is nothing wrong in respecting even a neophyte devotee or have problem to devotee also. No problem. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu respected even Ramachandra Puri also. And he respected everybody. Respect all. But he chose his association through Swarup Damodar. He was a screening committee. He wouldn't associate with anybody. Like Ramdas Vishwas and Raghunath Bhatt came. Did Mahaprabhu entertain him? Ramdas Vishwas kept away. Even we may say, then how did he associate with Prakashan Saraswati? No, he didn't associate. He gave association. You know, he liberated them, delivered them. So, Mahaprabhu is very choosy in his association. This fellow, what is his name? Bhagavan Acharya, once brought his brother from Varanasi, he had come. What is his name? Gopinath. Gopinath Acharya, I think. Gopinath Chakrabarti, his brother, he had studied Sanskrit in Varanasi and he had studied Mayavada also. So, he had come to Jagannath Puri. And because this Bhagavan Acharya was a covered boy in the spiritual world. He was very joyful and very jolly devotee. So, he told all Vaishnavas, my brother is a Sanskrit scholar, he wants to speak something to somebody. Can you all assemble? He wants to speak. And Vaishnavas were very innocent. They all came also to associate with him. But then the news reached the ears of Swarup Damodar. He said, hey, I heard somebody is coming and speaking Mayavad, who is that? Then all the Vaishnavas said, oh, he is a great Sanskrit scholar, he wants to speak to you also, everything. So, but Bhagavan Acharya wanted Mahaprabhu to meet him. So, somehow or other, before going through Swarup Damodar, the matter was brought to Mahaprabhu directly. So, if you read Chaitanya Charitamrita, it is mentioned there, Mahaprabhu artificially laughed, artificially smiled at the brother of Bhagavan Acharya. He smiled for the sake of formality. Like that it is mentioned there, if you read that section. That means, you know, there's a difference between naturally flowing smile from the heart and superficially giving a smile to somebody. Correct, no? So Mahaprabhu, why Mahaprabhu did that? Because he was Vijatiya. He was a Mayavadi. Mahaprabhu didn't like it. He wanted to just withdraw from there. Which means Mahaprabhu is choosing an association. And here you will find Ramandra, he is not only choosing his association, he is going to reveal his heart. Therefore, in front of those big body of Brahmanas and all the servants and everybody, it was not appropriate place to reveal confidential Shastric truths and speak. It was not appropriate. They won't be able to understand. Like there was one atheist had come in one of the temples that Prabhupada was staying at that time. So there were almost 20-30 devotees must be there, I think. So this atheist was arguing against God. And Prabhupada was giving solid arguments back, smashing his arguments to dust. So all the devotees are watching. What is he saying? What is Prabhupada saying? Back and forth. So one girl was suggesting Prabhupada. One devotee girl, she was saying. Prabhupada was saying, you are claiming to be an atheist, but what is your basis? Prabhupada was asking like that. So the girl was telling Prabhupada, Prabhupada, even the atheist, Hiranyakashipu or Narasimha killed him, isn't it? You can tell him. Like that she suggested to Prabhupada. So she is giving suggestion to whom? To Prabhupada. And Prabhupada said, that's all right. Was it a correct example?
No.
How can you tell atheists that you are like Hiranyakashipu and Lord Narasimha will come and smash you? It's not a very interesting, argument for an atheist. So, the Prabhupada did not talk any pastime of Prahlad and Hiranyakashipu to that person because he thought he is not fit at that time to hear. He needs more preliminary arguments. So, why I am telling you this? One has to know where to speak what. We should not tell the right thing at the wrong time. Right? We should not say the right philosophy at the wrong place. So, we have to check what type of audience you are speaking to. So, otherwise, audience can get bewildered or confused if you speak a very high philosophy to people who are not fit. So, therefore, here you find that they are having a Guhyamakyati Prachati, Ramanandraya and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Guhyamakyati Prachati. Revealing mind and hearing from one another. Sajatya, Snigdha, Svatovara, everything is matching for them. Rayaka he sarvabhama kare vritya jnana Paroksheha morahite haya savadhan.
Ramanandraya replied, Sarvabhama Bhattacharya thinks of me as his servant. Even in my absence, he is very careful to do me good.
This is what I was telling. He is so my Suhrat, well-wishing friend, heart-to-heart friend. Always the heart thinks of good for his friend. See, there is no envy in such friendship. In this world, if A and B, two people are friends, suddenly if B flourishes, then A becomes envious, even amongst friends. One lecture I was giving, so I had assumed that in blood relationships within family, there is no envy. I had assumed like that. So I had made a point that I said, all of you boys, you see, if say you tried IIT, you couldn't get it, So you joined some ordinary average college. But you helped your brother to study for IIT JEE with the same books which you got. And he got into IIT, isn't it? So how many of you will feel happy, I asked. Everybody raised hand. I'll be happy that I could help my brother get in at least. So then one boy raised hand and said, sir, I'll be very unhappy, he said. I asked why. I couldn't get in, how can he get in? Even in blood relationship, people feel envious. I was very surprised by that. Generally, we presume that brother, sister, they are within one family, they are like one unit. We think like that. So why I am saying this? Genuine relationship means one wants to see the friend flourish, not perish. Tara kripaya payano tomara darshana. Aaj safal hai la mora manushya janam.
Aaj safal hai la mora manushya
janam. By Sarvabhauma's mercy, I am getting your darshan today. Today my human form of life has become perfect.
Sarvabhame tumara kripa taraye chinha. Asprishya sparshile haya tara premadhina.
My dear Lord, I know that you have a very deep affection for my friend Sarvabhama. How do I know that? Because you love him so much, you are embracing me tightly, who is asprishya, untouchable. Because I am a Shudra, I am a politician, I am a farmer, but you are embracing such a low-class person like me. So, later on in one purport, Prabhupada says, who is a low-class person? Prabhupada explains, he says, a low life means a life without Krishna consciousness. Even a person from a low-born family is not considered low if he is engaged in the Lord's service. So, naturally, our Ramendra is not only just engaged in Lord's service, he is engaged first-class way, pure devotional service. Krishna consciousness is a simple process. One need only chant the holy names of the Lord and strictly follow the principles forbidding sinful activity. In this way, one can no longer be considered an untouchable, a vishayi or shudra, Prabhupada says. Yeah? So, although he may claim himself to be aspritya, vishayi, shudra and all that, these are all not applicable to Ramananda because he is chanting holy name and following the, avoiding the prohibitions. So, out of humility he is saying, we can understand it. Yeah, he's saying that, no, you have touched me although I am untouchable. This is only due to his love for you. You love him very much, so you love me also, because I am happen to be his friend, he's saying. Kahantami sakshat Ishwara Narayana. Kaha muyi raja sevi vishay ishudradama. What is your position? What is my position? You are just like the Supreme Lord himself, because, not in the Mayavadi sense, but you are as worshipable as Narayana himself. Like Sakshat Haritvena, we say, no? Like that you are worshipable. Sannyasi is actually the leader of all the other sections of society. But where am I? Who am I? I am Rajasevi and Vishayi. And Shudra, Adhama. I am fallen Shudra. I am a politician. And I am a sense gratifier. This is my position, he is saying. So therefore, this topic can also be spoken where you want to talk about seeing the essence behind externals. So, you have to see the essence behind externals. Like once Prahlad Maharaj was traveling in the Rishabha Hills region that is close to Melukottai, you know. So, this was when, after Hiranyakashipu died and Prahlad became the king. So now, as a king, he is traveling in his chariot along with 3-4 ministers also with him, you know. So as he was passing through the jungle, in one place he found one Avadhut Brahmana lying on the floor, a fat one, Avadhut Brahmana. Immediately he told them to stop the chariot, he got down and then he went and offered obeisances to him, you know. And then asked some questions to him. Sir, you live in the forest although you don't seem to be having any family connections, you don't seem to be doing any job also. But because you appear very fat, I think Lord Narayana is maintaining you. So I thought I can make some spiritual inquiries to you. And that Avadhut Brahman told Prahlad, my dear King Prahlad, I generally don't talk to people at all. He said, because I have been a very rich man before. I have enjoyed all the worldly delights and everything. But I have thoroughly realized that man and woman in this world come together and, you know, for happiness, but they give misery to each other. And people who accumulate money, 14, problems that arise from accumulating money. He says, speaks that. Artha anartha ikshaya lobham. It is that one wants to give up lobham, one should contemplate on the ill effects of money. So he told all that. And then he told Prahlad, actually I don't talk to anybody because I have already made up my mind that let all the people, I only pray for them from a distance that they align with the super soul. Like that he said. And I do my own meditation, samadhi. But, since you are a pure devotee of Narayana, I am desirous of talking to you for my own purification. Like that he said. So here is an amazing example. He is looking at Prahlad. Is he seeing him as a king? Seeing him as what? Pure devotee of the Lord. Now, Prahlad is seeing a fat man lying in the forest. Is he joking at his fatness? What is he seeing him as? Very advanced, advanced Avadhuta. He's seeing. So both are they seeing the external or the essence? This is called Saragrahi. Saragrahi. Same, Chandrasekhar Vaidya was told by Mahaprabhu, go out, there is one Vaishnava. But he went and came back and said, there is no Vaishnava there. But he told, is there anybody at all there? He said, yes, there is one fellow with a beard and long hair. He said, yes, bring him here. So who was that? Sanatan. So who saw the externals? Yeah. Who saw the essence? Yeah. So this is seeing essence behind externals. Yeah. Similarly, Sanatan had boils all over his body. Lord Chaitanya embraced him. So he didn't see the externals. He saw the essence. Such a sweet Vaishnava. Such a surrendered Vaishnava. Actually, even we all have to work hard on this, that we have to give up the material outlook and learn to see people, deities, holy name, prasad, holy river, holy dham, anything holy. We have to learn the art of seeing the essence behind external. Otherwise, you go to Vrindavan, you find pigs, you find gutters, you find dogs, you find Radha Golf, like that they have, you know, there are big golf centers, and there are also big nowadays high sky-rise buildings coming there, helipads and all that. So we can get bewildered if we see the external. What you have to see? Essence, yeah. And the essence you can see when you absorb our consciousness in Krishna book, when you go to the dham. Because dham's potency cannot be reduced. Dham's, it's like you have this high tension wire passing over some buildings. You can't see what effect it is having, but it has an effect, correct? No? There is an electromagnetic circle around it. If you go regularly in the top of the building and sit and keep studying there, some students study and all their hair falls away without having to shave. You know, because high tension wire causes, you know, ill health, surely. So, because the wire has a high potential electricity passing through it, similarly, dham also has a high potential, spiritual potential is there, which is zoom coming out of the dham. So, you can't see with naked eyes, but many devotees have experience. You go to Vrindavan, chanting goes like, you know, eating chocolates. Very easy. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. After 16 rounds, somebody is pushing you, chant more, you know, you want to chant two more, four more. Anybody have experience in the dham? Correct, in the morning after finishing chanting. You just cannot give up chanting because that Antaranga Shakti, Radharani, Sladhani potency pushes you to blissfully engage in devotional service. So, therefore, we have to learn to see the essence behind the externals. In this relationship, both will be seeing the essence, you will see that. Yeah.
Mora sparshena karile grina veda bhaya. मोर दर्शन तुमा वेदे निषेधय
yeah.
You do not fear the Vedic injunction stating that you should not associate with a Shudra. You were not contemptuous of my touch, although in the Vedas you are forbidden to associate with Shudras.
Now purport, Prabhupada is bringing it. Immediately Prabhupada got it. What is it verse? Mam ki vartave varshitya ye pisyu papa yonayaha striyo vaisha sata shudra ste piyanti param gatim. Yes.
O son of Pratha, those who take shelter in me, though they be of lower birth, women, vaishyas, merchants, as well as shudras, workers, can attain the supreme destination.
Yeah. Why they are called papa yonayaha, born in lower class? Prabhupada says that, like for example, the women actually have a lot of worry about the husband, the children, you know, in-laws, you know, worry about home, worry about money, worry about security and safety. So they are dependent on either father or husband and people like that. Like one example is Hiranyakashipu's wife. When Hiranyakashipu went to forest, you know, she was about to be taken by Indra and other demigods to kill her child, correct, no? That time who stopped? Nanda stopped. Of course, her life was protected. Child was also protected and Prahlad came later. But even though she was serving Narada by making garland and other things, doing some seva in the ashram and also hearing Bhagavad Katha, her mind was not there. But the Prahlad child sitting inside the womb, he heard the whole lecture. Whereas this lady, Kayadu, her worry was about two things. About the child in the womb. She thought now Narada could stop, but tomorrow if actually when the time comes and the child is born, that time any demigod may come and kill the child. She had the fear. And she was wondering, when will my husband come back? So the anxiety was there. So because of that anxiety-driven mind, she could not hear, focus on the Krishna Katha. So, and similarly, Vaishyas, what is their anxiety? Money. Like you see, if you go to market here, they have the TV in front of them, where the constantly the position of the shares are shown. You see that? Keep on changing. Every 5 minutes, 10 minutes, they keep watching it. My Lord, I was thinking how much their mind will be in anxiety, correct? They keep on watching all day, right in front of them. As and when it goes up, comes down, they keep watching it. So their money anxiety they have. And the Shudras are very insecure. They worry about food, clothing, shelter always. Will I get, will the Malik throw me out of the job? Or will I get? They are dependent always. So, and also they have no spiritual inclination generally. Shudras are generally driven by propensity for sense gratification. And if Shudras are given money, they will go for drinking and smoking. Otherwise, they will be anxious about things. And they may also have bad culture. Sometimes they can fall off from the proper conduct and behavior also. Like in Ajamila's pastime, you hear about Shudra Shudrani in the forest doing some wrong thing. So they can fall prey to such uncultured behavior also. So when they fall prey to uncultured behavior, they may get beaten up also, correct? No? So anxieties are there. So therefore, Prabhupada is saying their Papa Yonahit is called. But then he says here, read further, high and low.
High and low positions in society are calculated by considering a person's Krishna consciousness. A Brahmana is considered to be on the highest platform because he knows Brahman, the absolute truth. The second caste, the Kshatriya caste, also know Brahman, but not as well as the Brahmanas. The Vaishyas and Shudras do not clearly understand God consciousness. But if they take to Krishna consciousness by the mercy of Krishna and the spiritual master, they do not remain in the lower caste, Papa Yonayaha. It is clearly stated, Te api yanti paramgatim. Unless one has attained the highest standard of life, one cannot return home back to Godhead. One may be a Shudra, Vaishya or woman, but if one is situated in the service of Lord in Krishna consciousness, one should not be considered Stri, Shudra, Vaishya or lower than Shudra. Though a person may be from a low-born family, if he is engaged in the Lord's service, he should never be considered to belong to a low-born family.
And he is quoting Padma Purana. See, Padma Purana forbids, Vikshate jati samanyat sayati narakam dhruvam. He said, please, we will repeat this. Vikshate jati samanyat sa yati narakam dhruvam. Read the translation.
A person goes to hell quickly when he considers a devotee of the Lord in terms of birth. Although Sri Ramanand Rai supposedly took birth in a Shudra family, he is not to be considered a Shudra, for he was a great advanced devotee. Indeed, he was on the transcendental platform. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu therefore embraced him. Out of spiritual humility, Sri Ramanand Rai presented himself as a Shudra, Raja Sevi Vishai Shudradham. Even though one may engage in government service or in any other pounds, shillings, pence business, in short, in materialistic life, one need only take to Krishna consciousness.
And then what I told you, that point. In Krishna consciousness means a very simple process. Just chant and avoid the four prohibitions. Yeah, that's what he says. Yeah.
तुमार कृपाय तुमाय कराय निंद्य कर्म साक्षात ईश्वर तुम्हें के जाने तुम्हारा मर्म
या
यू आर द सुप्रीम पर्सनैलिटी ऑफ गॉड हिमसेल्फ देयरफॉर नो वन कैन अंडरस्टैंड योर पर्पस बाय योर मर्सी यू आर टचिंग मी. Although this is not sanctioned by the Vedas.
Yeah, read that, Prabhu.
A sannyasi is strictly forbidden to see the Vishayis, the materialistic people. But Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, out of his boundless and causeless mercy, could show favor to anyone, regardless of birth and position.
This is a very big topic. But one or two important points I would like to make in this. Mahaprabhu said, a sannyasi or a renunciate should not meet women and king and rajsevi and politician or very rich people. One of the reason is because those people associate with things which are detrimental for the spiritual life. Even His Holiness Radha Govind Maharaj says in many lectures that the saintly people actually go to the middle class people and the lower middle class people. Or poor people also, very poor people. Maharaj says that. And that is mentioned in Bhagavatam also, Daridriyam Paramanjanam. It is said that poverty is a very great anjan. That means it gives you the right perspective of life. When you have poverty. Otherwise you become rich, people become generally proud. Now what happens if a sannyasi or a brahmachari goes to a rich man, instead of sannyasi brahmachari teaching him something valuable, that fellow starts speaking about what he knows about God, his glories, and also about God also people speak. Because he is rich, he also thinks that I can also speak. You have seen that now, people? But they start talking. Like you call them for assembly, there are a few intelligent rich people who say that, you know, now we have invited Swamiji, let him speak, and I have nothing to talk about God, I have no knowledge, I have also come here to only hear him. 2 minutes they speak and they sit down to hear. That's very few people who are really intelligent. But most people think that since they have called me for the assembly, now let people, you know, get enlightened by my bluff. And they speak so many things. So, and also because of his ahankar and because of his associating with money and women and abundant luxurious facilities, the sannyasi can become polluted. Or sannyasi brahmachari also. How they can become polluted? In case he gives a big donation, our mind becomes controlled by that money. Because tomorrow you cannot strongly correct him, don't do this sinful activity. You cannot correct him. Why you can't correct him? Okay, you become obliged to him. No, you get fear that he may not give a similar donation again. It brings weakness. It brings weakness. We don't, these are all very, very subtle things. Very subtle things, yeah. And also if you go to his house, he says, Swamiji, in my home, upstairs, there is a big, long room available, and attached bathroom, latrine, everything. You can stay here with your disciples, you are most welcome. You can stay and preach. So you go and stay there, and you accept such luxuries. Then gradually you live like a king, eat very nice foods, you know, family may cook and give you nice foods to eat. What happens by that? You become attached to the facility, what else can happen? One is the Vishaya Ranakaila also, that is also correct. And then what else can happen? We can become very complacent. Actually, therefore, those who are Guru Sannyasis, they are very, very advanced. When they go, they are like fire. See, in fire, whatever you feed, what happens? Just burns down. Are we like fire in Krishna consciousness? So, if our fire is very small, like the small fire, you go and stay in such kind of place, it's like putting one bucket of water over that fire, it will be finished. So therefore, it is not good. Sadhu's life should be absolutely simple. So therefore, one should not accept such luxuries, facilities, associating with them very closely. And their nature is different, our nature is different. And another thing that will happen is, they will expect katha from you according to what they want. Like one organization used to call us for kirtan. When you go for kirtan, and all the rich people would be sitting, they will say, Swamiji, fast bhajan amritan. Fast. Thoda kick ana chahi kirtan mein. So when I went that time, I told them, see, you want kirtan to give you kick, or the Lord should be pleased. And they didn't understand only, what is Lord, how, they don't know what is pleasing Lord. they don't know the concept of, all their life they have done only one thing, how to please themselves. Then I started speaking about 5-10 minutes, they said, Swamiji, this is not supposed to be a philosophical lecture, we want kirtan only, they said. Okay, I will do kirtan, but know the philosophy behind kirtan. So we don't want just rich people who just want to make you a play toy. Therefore one is forbidden to associate with such people. and keep life simple. Aman
estarite tomari agamana
Parama dayalu tumi patita pavana. You have come to deliver me, my Lord, here. You are so merciful that you alone can deliver all the fallen souls. So Prabhupada is quoting this one famous one. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Dayakaramare, Tumamina Kedayalu, Jagat Samsare. Patita Pavana Hetu Tabhavata. Prabhupada is quoting that. You appear as Namo Mahavadanyaya to deliver all that. Lord Chaitanya as Mahaprabhu's specific mission is to deliver all the fallen souls. So, see, Mahaprabhu is describing the so-called followers of Vedic religion here.
Veda nishta madhye ardek veda mukhye mane. Veda nishiddha papakare dharma nahi gane.
So-called followers of Vedic principles simply accept the Vedas formally, but they act against Vedic principles. This is symptomatic of this age of Kali. People claim to follow a certain type of religion, saying formally, I am a Hindu, I am a Muslim, I am Christian, I am this or that. But actually, no one follows the principles enunciated in religious scriptures. This is the disease of this age.
Prabhupada challenged one Christian priest in America. He asked him, you know, it is mentioned in the Ten Commandments, thou shalt not kill, thou shalt not covet another man's wife, thou shalt not steal another man's wealth. Do you follow all this? Do all your members of your community follow this? He said, no, Swamiji. And people don't take these things to their heart. Prabhupada said, yes, that means they are simply showing show bottle. People don't follow. It's just in paper. Therefore, Mahaprabhu's movement is merciful movement. He has told us very precisely, chant Hare Krishna. Follow the four eggs, you can be delivered. So therefore, he has come to deliver the people of this age.
Mahanta swabhavaye itarite pamara. Nija karya nahi tabo. Iyana tara ghara.
It is the general practice of all saintly people to deliver the fallen. Therefore, they go to people's houses, although they have no personal business there.
Yeah. Yeah, please read the purport.
A sannyasi is supposed to beg from door to door. He does not beg simply because he is hungry. His real purpose is to enlighten the occupant of every house by preaching Krishna consciousness. A sannyasi does not abandon his superior position and become a beggar just for the sake of begging.
So why does a sannyasi beg or like a renunciate? Why should he beg from the householders? For doing them benefit. Correct, no? Really? If they give him charity, how do they benefit? Actually, they benefit by giving to Krishna and Krishna consciousness. So, with that idea, one should accept. For example, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, after the Haridas Thakur's passing away, he personally took his Angavastra, and he went to the shops and he begged. And shopkeepers were shocked. Hey, Mahaprabhu is coming and begging. Everybody brought big, big baskets. You know, they said, no, don't show your Angavastra. You take the whole, you know, basket of prasad. They were coming and giving. And Swarup Damodar came running and said, my dear Lord, you don't have to beg, you go and relax now. We will get all the prasadam, you know. And you also don't have to serve, we will serve everybody, they were saying. So you will find, when a great soul says that I will accept bhiksha in your house today, then the grihasthas become delighted, they dance like peacocks. Why? Because they stand to gain by offering prasad, offering some donation to Krishna service. Actually, it is said, grihasthas, how they should see the donation. If they give donation to Krishna service, they should feel some big burden from their shoulder is removed. Imagine they have four bricks on their shoulder. Sannyasi comes, please give the bricks, he takes away. Then how they feel? Like that they should feel. Because in this world, the money can become a great source of quarrels even within families. I remember, I heard about one family, had three, four brothers, and the property division was being done. And they had built one house in, in Pandharpur, a big marble bungalow they had made, very big. And then there was a lot of, internal tussles within the family. Who will get that house and who will take which floor, this, that and all. But they had lot of property, other property, other than that. So father divided all the other things. This last thing, this was becoming problematic. There were heated discussions and all. Then father proposed an idea. I know one sannyasi in ISKCON, one devotee. Why don't we just better give it to ISKCON? Then all the brothers agreed, okay, no problem. That everybody agreed. Agar mujhe nahi mil raha hai toh, agar tumko nahi mil raha toh, problem nahi mujhe. If you are also not getting, I am also not getting. So we have no problem. Not that you get and I don't get. Correct, no? So now as soon as it was given away, then the problem is over. You can see that. So in the same manner, you will find money can divide people's good, sweet relationships in families, especially rich families and all. So therefore, by giving it to a sannyasi or a guru, one stands to gain. And also, we also should not actually become beggar to go and beg people for this and that. Here he says, a sannyasi does not abandon his superior position and become a beggar just for the sake of begging. Actually, we should do such preaching, contribution, publishing books and distributing books, putting up festivals and attractively decorating the deities, doing Sankirtan of Harinam Sankirtan in nook and corner of the city, so much so that it will become very noticeable, many papers will publish and everything. So when we do such activities, then people who see, then they are very inspired. They want to support our activities. And then they should know that I am actually giving for a good charitable cause. One amazing thing you will find with donors, if you have a good cause, you don't have to pressurize them. If cause is good, people just come and give very happily. Like for example, in the lockdown we have been doing many lectures. Correct, no? So it was little blurred before. We wanted a new camera. So our Antardipu made something and just floated that if we have a better camera, we will get better execution of this thing. So almost how much they needed? 2.5 lakhs, I think. More than 2.5, almost 3 lakhs. Now, we didn't go and ask any one person, can you give this money, can you sponsor anything? You just put it up, it'll be nice. Immediately we got it within 2 days, and there was big competition that everybody said they wanted to give. Because you do sadhu's work, and they will do grihastha's work. Correct? No? Grihastha's, therefore the example is given, if in the rainy season, the lightning and thunderbolt makes a sound, you've seen that, dar, 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 like that. Then immediately the cloud is pierced and it pours down. That example is given in Srimad Bhagavatam 10th canto. So that dar, dar sound of the thunder, that is compared to the preaching. Like when Srila Prabhupada, when he purchased this the fisher's mansion, how much it was, so costly. But he got it in one moment. He went with 2 people and they immediately donated and they purchased it. So, it's like a sadhu's strong, powerful words, that is compared to the thunderbolt. And the cloud pouring is compared to 2 rich people came and they purchased the whole property. They gave charity, it's like that. So, therefore Prabhupada says that sannyasi should not become dependent. Imagine calling some grihastha and chasing after them. Will you give donation for Janmashtami? When will you give? Are you going to give or not? And then giving, therefore Prabhupada never liked the idea of showing the deity and taking money. Prabhupada used to say that. That is not ISKCON meant for. Simply we should not, deities are not to just show some pictures and then say, now you give donation. Acha laga na aapko? Bide dije. We have to actually enlighten them, purify their heart and awaken them. And then Prabhupada is saying, Rupa Sanatan, and then he's using Taktva, Turna Mashesha Mandalapati. Please read this. Although these Goswamis were very aristocratic.
Although the Goswamis were very aristocratic, on the order of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they became mendicants just to deliver the fallen souls. One should also consider that those who engage in the missionary activities of the Krishna consciousness movement are under the guidance of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. They are not actually beggars. Their real business is to deliver fallen souls. Therefore, they may go from door to door just to introduce a book about Krishna consciousness so that people can become enlightened by reading. Formerly, brahmacharis and sannyasis used to beg from door to door. At the present moment, especially in the Western countries, a person may be handed over to the police if he begs from door to door. In Western countries, begging is considered criminal. Members of the Krishna conscious movement have no business begging. Instead, they work very hard to introduce some literatures about Krishna consciousness so that people can read them and be benefited. But if one gives some contribution to a Krishna conscious man, he never refuses it.
Yeah. So in this way, Prabhupada says, we give them books and they give us some donation. You know, we give them Sunday feast, prasadam, and a little preaching on Sunday when they come to temple and they take darshan, they put up festivals, and then inspired by that, they become life members, Prabhupada is saying. So Prabhupada uses it as give and take policy, he says. No, that means they give some money and we give them Krishna consciousness in such a way that they get enlightened, purified, elevated. That's the goal. Mahatvicharanam rinam grihinam dina chetasam nishreyasaya bhagavan nishreyasaya bhagavan nanyata kalpate kvachit. Yeah, this is Nandamala telling Gargamani. Yeah.
My dear Lord, sometimes great saintly persons go to the homes of householders. Although these householders are generally low-minded, when a saintly person visits their homes, one can understand that it is for no other purpose than to benefit the householders.
Actually, householders may be busy watching TV, reading magazines, you know, and the household, the Prabhupada said, running a home is more difficult than running an entire empire, as the Prabhupada says in one place. Because there are children, and children are screaming, crying, quarreling, fighting, playing with toy, pulling hair. So mother has to attend to them, correct, no? They're shouting and yelling. So the household is not a very easy thing to run. And it's called as the Gramya Vatavaran. The materialistic environment happens in most homes. There's a situation. And also there is the anxiety about money making, quarrels, misunderstandings. So, and there are materialistic engagements. So in such a place, if a saintly person goes, then immediately people become reverential and they put aside everything. They move everything and they put it in another room and they clean the hall and they bring some flowers for puja. And that is the time they will make aarti lamp, everything ready, you know. Then they will keep the puja room ready, and then they make a garland for the saint and they offer it. And they are in a mood to hear. And which is not a frequent thing, it may be occasional. But the going of the saint, many people are willing to extend the hand and take a mala, jap mala, and start chanting. So the duty of a sadhu is to bring auspiciousness to the family when he goes. Purohit, we say, no? Hit means give benefit. Purahit means, puram means house. So go and give them some benefit. And don't just go to beg, he's saying. Amara sange brahmanadi sahasreka jana.
Sahasreka jana.
Amara darshane sabar dravi bhutamana.
Amara darshane sabar dravi bhutamana. Along with me, there are about 1,000 men, including the brahmanas.
My lord, for bathing, how many people accompanied him? even chief minister, prime minister, I don't think they go with the big crowd to take bath.
And all of them appear to have had their hearts melted simply by seeing you.
See, in those days, the kings, when they would go for bathing, it was like this, big program, bathing program, royal procession. Now there is more fear of security now, gunmen, everything now. Live bomb, in the garden, so many things can happen. Everything is tested nowadays. One thing becomes clear, in those days the kings were highly respected and people holding positions were very royally. Even before the king comes, they will play the band. Dhan, dhan, dhan. Raja, padar rahe hain. Dhan, dhan, dhan. You have seen that, no? Correct, no? Even before the Raja comes. Correct, no? Now Jamana badal gaya di. Times have changed now. Can you imagine 1,000 men going for, one fellow is going to bathe and everybody accompanies. Huh? It's a big program, bathing program. Huh? Krishna Krishna Namashane Savaravadane. Savaranga Pulakita Ashrunayane.
Savaranga Pulakita Ashrunayane.
Yeah.
I hear everyone chanting the holy name of Krishna. Everyone's body is thrilled with ecstasy and there are tears in everyone's eyes.
Akritye prakritye tomar Ishvara lakshana.
Akritye prakritye tomar Ishvara lakshana.
Jivena sambhavei aprakrita guna.
Jivena sambhavei aprakrita guna. My dear sir, according to your behavior and bodily features, you are the supreme personality of Godhead. It is impossible for ordinary living beings to possess such transcendental qualities.
So, Nyagrodha Parimandala, it is explained in another place, in the Srimad Bhagavatam. There are now 32 lakshanas of a Mahapurusha, you know. His two hands will be extending below the knees. If any of you is little doubtful about whether you are Mahapurusha or not, you can stand up and check whether, you know, your two hands are extending. How long it has to extend? Beyond your knees. Huh? Below your knees, it should be longer. Similarly, you should be pinkish in three places, and neck should be short, and personality should be tall, and many things like that. You know, so many, 32 things are very elaborately explained in elsewhere, Mahapurusha. Yeah. And Mahapurusha's nature was, he was always kind to everyone. And he was all attractive. He is the father of all the species, Aham Bija Pradhapita. So he's always kind, he's saying. Even to an animal or a tree. Prabhu kahe tumi Mahabhagavatottama. Tumara darshane sabara dravihalamana. Now Mahaprabhu is telling Ramandra, he says, you are a Uttama Bhagavat, therefore by taking your darshan, all their hearts have become melted. Not by seeing me. You have made them feel that melting of the heart, is saying. Yeah. Read that.
Unless one is a first class devotee, he cannot be a preacher. A preacher is generally a topmost devotee, but in order to meet the general populace, he has to come to distinguish between devotees and non-devotees. Otherwise, an advanced devotee makes no such distinctions. Indeed, he always sees that everyone is engaged in the service of the Lord. When one engages in preaching work, he must distinguish between people and understand that some people are not engaged in the devotional service of the Lord. The preacher then has to take compassion upon such innocent people who do not know how to worship the Lord. In Srimad Bhagavatam 11.2.45, the symptoms of a topmost devotee are described as
follows. Bhutani Bhagavatyatmani Yesha Bhagavatottamaha.
The advanced devotee sees that all living entities are part and parcel of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Everyone is in Krishna and Krishna is also within everyone. Such a vision is possible only for a person who is very advanced in devotional service.
Yeah, that means seeing essence behind externals and seeing the spark and finding the spark. Like you see, the honeybee exactly knows where the honey is available. It doesn't carry the whole bush. It only takes the honey and pushes off. Similarly, Prabhupada saw the hippies, he understood. They have inclination for inquisitiveness for knowing about God and also some inclination to music. So he actually fanned that spark and it grew very big eventually. So similarly, Haridas Thakur saw this prostitute who has come. In 3 days, if she hears the holy name, she will become devotee. Even in her, he saw a good quality. Actually, whenever we see those people very externally. We may see the hippies externally, prostitute externally. It's difficult for us to, like in Bible also there's a story. One prostitute was stoned by some men She was running away and they were all beating her with stones, pelting her with stones, a dozen men running behind her. So she came and came to the church and fell at Jesus' feet. There were, you know, there were some bruises all over her body and her hair was disheveled. Jesus told them, stop! And then he told them, amongst you, if any of you is sinless, only you have the right to take a stone and beat her. You have never committed sin in your life. Take a stone and beat. Everybody returned back after that. So, you can see that, you know, it's very easy to see some deficiency in jivas. But to see good in a very fallen jiva is not very easy. If somebody is very fallen, like, you know, hippies or prostitute, even in them, if you can see good, then we can be powerful preachers, like that he is saying. Generally, we all look for people who are punyatmas, coming from good families, already pious and willing to chant Hare Krishna and things like that. But Prabhupada actually delivered some of the most fallen people. Prabhupada said Nityananda delivered one Jagai Madai, but Nityananda's follower and devotee can deliver hundreds and thousands of Jagai Madais. Prabhupada writes in one purport. Who is that follower? Prabhupada only. He doesn't directly say, I have done. He doesn't say. But it is a fact. Prabhupada gave diksha to one butcher. So when butcher came and took the mala, Prabhupada said, no, your hands are tainted with blood, but now you have become purified by chanting. Here is the mala, take it. Never ever kill any creature. So like that. So Narada delivered one Mrigari, now Prabhupada delivered hundreds and thousands. Isn't it?
Anjera ki kata ami mayavadi sanyasi. Amiha tumara sparshe Krishna preme bhasi.
You know, what to speak of me making all these people cry tears? What are you talking? I am a Mayavadi sannyasi. I am a dry fellow. And he says, by your touch, by embracing you, now I am floating in Krishna bliss.
Ejani katina mora hridaya shodite. Sarvabhoma kahile tomare milite.
Knowing well that I am hard-hearted, Swami Bhattacharya told me to come and meet you, to soften my heart. Like that he said.
Rai mata duhe stuti kare duhara guna. Duhe duhara darshane anandita mana.
In this way both of them are praising each other. From genuine praise actually. See, such praise is arising from respect for each other, affection for each other, sincere praise spoken from the heart. It is not superficial. It is not formality. It is not flattery. So, actually to the degree we also chant inoffensively, to that degree also this kind of praises can be given genuinely to Vaishnavas. Otherwise, it's very common that for the formality's sake, sometimes we say some nice words about somebody. Correct, no? So that doesn't actually touch the heart, speaking for formality's sake or flattery is even worse actually. Actually, formality is better than flattery. Or sometimes upari upar comes from the lips. It doesn't come from the heart. So, here you find both Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Ramananda Rai as a genuine, it's like two swans associating with each other. Yehimata duhe suti kare duhara guna. Both were seeing the good quality in one another and they were appreciating, like that. And they were both pleased to see each other.
Hena kale vaidika eka vaishnava brahmana.
Eka vaishnava brahmana.
Dandavat kari kaila prabhure nimantrana.
Dandavat kari kaila prabhure nimantrana.
Yeah.
At this time, a brahmana vaishnava following the Vedic principles came and offered obeisances. He fell flat before Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and invited him for lunch.
Nimantrana manila tare vaishnava janiya. Ramanande kahe prabhu ishat hasiya.
Yeah. Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu accepted the invitation, knowing the brahmana to be a devotee and slightly smiling. He spoke as follows to Ramananda Rai.
See, Prabhupada, second line, you read.
Even though one is a Brahmana, strictly following all the rules and regulations of Brahmanical culture, if he is not a devotee, a follower of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, one should not accept his invitation.
See, instruction. And it is in purport. You can see that. You know, not on two conditions Prabhupada is saying. You should be a devotee and you should be a follower of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Then you can accept the prasadam invitation, he says. Yeah. Read it further.
At the present moment, people have become so degraded that they do not even follow the Vedic principles, to say nothing of Vaishnava principles. They eat anything and everything, whatever they like. And therefore, the members of the Krishna consciousness movement should be very cautious about accepting invitations.
Yeah. Right. So, when we go out, sometimes devotees think that in a particular house they may not be devotees, they are not chanting, but they are pious people, they are brahmanas, can't we accept? Surely they are not eating non-veg, can't we accept? We can tell them to cook and we can offer and things like that. Actually, they can't cook with devotion. So, I tell the devotees, bus party and all, when you go, you cook and you feed our devotees as well as family members. Tell them, next time when we come, if you are chanting 16 rounds, then we will eat in your house, whatever you cook. Otherwise, who will cook? We will cook.
Regarding accepting prasadam at some place. Now, maybe they are chanting 16 rounds, but having devotion and cooking for Krishna's pleasure, I feel this also quite a far-fetched idea for a follower. The 16 rounds somebody may chanting because somebody is told. But so is it this kind of
people? Chanting 16 rounds, they are wearing Gaudiya Tilak, they chant Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda, they are chanting. You know, there are many people like that. And ideally, they should be initiated. At least first initiated, if not second. That is the ideal standard. I am saying little lesser than ideal is at least 16 rounds chanting. And they know ISKCON, they are connected to devotees. Sometimes our devotees, I am very surprised about one thing. When you go in the train, somebody is a second initiated devotee in Pune. And they tell their uncle or aunt to give prasadam to devotees. Who is not a devotee? They come with mustache and give. And devotees accept also. How many of you have seen this? Correct, no? Now, how is that prasad? I don't know. Correct? Just because the initial devotee is requesting on phone, does it become prasad? You understand, no? And that fellow is not a devotee at all. He is a karmi. He doesn't know why. Mahamantra fully, he doesn't know it. Then how can you accept it? It cannot be accepted. But on the other hand, I am seeing the train, many traveling people don't eat full prasad at all. They buy some fruits and they eat. During the train, they generally become falaharis. There are people. If they can be so austere, why can't devotees be? How many of you feel it is a reasonable proposal? What do you think? Correct, no? Yeah. Isn't it? Why should we eat from non-devotees? Somebody, but Prabhuji, his family members are here, they are devotees, they are saying. I don't know, what is the connection? You are able to spot out the mistake, everybody? Yes. Because I am also surprised about this. Sometimes they give for 5 devotees, 10 devotees, they come and give in the train. What our devotees say, Prabhuji, they can get an opportunity to serve Vaishnavas, they say. Vaishnavas, is it? See, your consciousness is not so great, you are going to bless, help them. can they assure that you can bring them to 16 rounds? Even if they come for weekly, it's difficult to bring them.
Tomara muke Krishna katha shunite haya mana. Punarabhi paijena tomara darshana.
Punarabhi paijena tomara darshana.
Mahaprabhu says, I have a desire to hear Krishna katha from your mouth. So again we will meet in this place, he is telling.
Raya kahe aila yadi pamara shodite.
Raya kahe aila yadi pamara shodite.
Darshana matre shuddha. Nahe mora dushta chitte.
Darshana matre shuddha nahe mora dushta chitte.
Dina pancha satarahi karah marjana.
Dina pancha satarahi karah marjana.
Tabe shuddha hai mora ei dushta mana.
Tabe shuddha hai mora ei dushta mana.
See, he is saying that at least stay for 5 or 7 days here. 5-6 days. 5 or 7 days you stay, which means stay for 4-5 days or at least 1 week. Vaidarya is saying. Stay and karaha marjana, you purify my heart. Then my heart can become purified. I am a palmer. You have come to purify me. Now you are giving darshan. That's all right. Very good. But still it is not yet sufficiently purified. Not only by darshan. I want to hear from you. Like that Ramandra is saying. Ramandra is playing.
Yadyapi vichheda dohara sahana na jaye.
Yadyapi vichheda dohara sahana na jaye.
Tathapi dandavat kari chalila ramaray.
Tathapi dandavat kari chalila ramaray.
Yeah, they didn't want to get separated at all. But Ramandra offered obeisances and he had to go with his people. Mahaprabhu also went for prasadam with the brahmana. Painfully they got separated, but they are going to meet again.
Prabhu jaye sai vipraghare bhiksha kaila.
Prabhu jaye sai vipraghare bhiksha kaila.
Dvijanara utkanthaya asi sandhya haila.
Dvijanara utkanthaya asi sandhya haila.
Here it is.
Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu then went to the house of the brahmana who had invited him and took his lunch there. When the evening of that day arrived, both Ramananda Raya and the Lord were eager to meet each other again.
Utkantaya. Yeah. Utkanta means sometimes train is late, you are extending your kanta. That's looking for that. That is utkantaya.
Prabhu snana kritya kari achen vasiya.
Prabhu snana kritya kari achen vasiya.
Eka britya sange raya milila asiya.
Eka britya sange raya milila asiya.
Yeah.
After finishing his evening bath, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu sat down and waited for Ramananda Raya to come. Then Ramananda Raya, accompanied by one servant, came to meet him.
Yeah, did it?
A Vaishnava who is supposed to be advanced in spiritual understanding, be he a householder or a sannyasi, must bathe 3 times a day, morning, noon and evening. When one is engaged in the service of the deity, he must especially follow the principles of the Padma Puran and take regular baths. He should also, after bathing, decorate his body with the 12 tilaks.
Okay. So I think, maybe what is it, bathing how many times? 2 times I think. At least, correct? Huh? 3 times? Very good. 3 to morning, afternoon, evening, huh?
16 years now.
Achha, really amazing. You bathe just like that or when you have to go?
Before prasadam, I'll take bath.
Haribo. Wonderful.
Namaskar Kailaraya Prabhu Kaila Lingane.
Namaskar Kailaraya.
Duijane Krishna Kata Kaya Rahastane.
Duijane Krishna Kata Kaya Rahastane.
Yeah.
Ramananda Raya approached Lord Sri Chaitanya and offered his respectful obeisances and the Lord embraced him. Then they began to discuss Krishna in a secluded place.
Yeah, now 57 onwards, the next section. So, we will discuss with this, what is the secluded place and then, remember this 57 onwards we will start, 56 onwards we will start tomorrow. Next class. Shri Prabhupada ki, Shri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ki, Ramananda Raya ki, Raya.